They didn't like it very well, so I didn't say it anymore.
Let's see, to talk about old birds at night. These birds with the big eyes and the tufts of
the owls.
What's the little one that makes such an awful racket?
Screech owl.
And how about the bigger owl?
They're called the hoot owl.
Any other kinds of owls?
Well, I have an idea there is. I think they have a horned owl. And I don't know what else. I don't know much about the bird family.
I don't either.
I know I've heard of, or read of horned owls, and I know there's screech owls, hoot owls.
How about this little animal that's, well, he has black and white stripes on his back?
Skunks?
Do you ever call those anything else as a boy?
Polecats. You know, we was over to Perry one time, going along the road, and there's a skunk right out in the middle of the road playing. Just standing there looking around, you know, all around. So I just stopped the car, and pretty soon he went on across the road, and we went on.
I was trapping chipmunks for a park when I was in the Forest Service. On Sundays, we had to stay in the ranger station, couldn't get out. So I'd trap these little things and give them to the sheriff, and he'd take them down and turn them loose in the city park. And I thought I might get a fox, so I put a trap up by the garbage pit. Went up there the next day, and there was a great big old mama skunk. She was about that long. I didn't want to kill her, and I didn't want to get close to let her out. And I had an awful time getting rid of that skunk. I finally cut a long pole and got some goggles for my eyes, and I worked the trap. And of course, I poked her enough that she was pretty empty, and I went up and took a stick and released the spring. I was afraid to put my hand right down there by her mouth. She just walked slowly away, just as majestically as could be. But I thought I might get a little one and make a pet of it, too. They make excellent pets.
That's what I've heard.
If you can have, I think I want mine descented.
Well, they do. I have a friend up here in town that, when he was a young man or a boy, he said he had a pet skunk, and of course he was descended. He'd take it to school and all around.
Well, I guess they're better on mice than a cat is.
I guess they are.
I'll just go skunk hunting.
Yes.
Let's see. What are varmints?
Well, that's, I think sometimes they call a skunk or the little rats around the country, and things like that, a small, I would call a varmint a small animal in the rat family, or maybe the gophers, or as you say, the muskrats. Now, I think that's what they call by varmints.
Mm-hmm. How about these little animals that climb trees and carry nuts?
Squirrels.
Would you say those are?
No, I don't believe they would be classed as a varmint. I think the varmint is, now the squirrel might be in a rat family for all I know, but I wouldn't class it as a varmint.
Well, how about these little animals that live in the ground, make burrows in the ground?
Moles?
Well, I was thinking more of those that look about like squirrels.
Well, that's a gopher, a ground squirrel they call them.
Uh-huh. See, do they have stripes on their back?
I think not. I think they're more of a fawn color and a little spotted.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's one. The little animal with horns all around his head.
Horny toads. You know, one time when I was just a boy, our folks lived in practically all of them in Illinois.